Today is Sunday, June 2nd, 2019, and this...
One way to feel like a high roller without going broke is to head to a classic Vegas hotel for a no-limits trip for seafood at the buffet.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 693.
Las Vegas, just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. That sounds sincere?
No.
No. I'm great.
Are you really?
I am great.
The more you say it, the more I question it.
I am. I'm really good today.
Good.
Happy to be here behind the microphone talking about Las Vegas. Is it behind the microphone or in front of the microphone?
I don't know.
I was thinking about that the other day. I would say behind the microphone, but I suppose it depends.
You're, from your perspective, you're in front, but from my perspective, you're behind.
All right, I like being behind your microphone. Wait a minute.
What?
I don't know. Okay, let's get off of this subject. We have a lot of Vegas stuff to talk about. We have a lot of phone calls. We're getting caught up on those today and some other stuff. So before we jump into news, as I mention every week, this podcast is listener supported. Thanks to our beloved Patreon patrons. And as I alluded to last week, I got around this week to getting all of the new and old but reshuffled benefits online. So we have revamped our Patreon stuff and rolled out some new benefits for people who want to support the show on a monthly basis. I'm really excited about one of them, as is evident from my Facebook and Twitter posts yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. So you and I have built a little collection of mainly music-related enamel pins.
Yep.
They're like kind of like 1.5-2-inch lapel type mm-hmm. pins.
A lot of them are prints related.
Yeah,
before the estates laid down the law.
I know, we got some really cool ones.
Mm-hmm. A couple First Avenue ones.
Yeah, and a while ago I thought, you know, it'd be really fun to do some Las Vegas and podcast related pins. So we did a little bit of a test run over the winter, and that was just, I used our highest level of Patreon folks as the lucky recipients of those, and the reception was pretty good, and they turned out really great. So I decided to do another one. And
what were those?
The original ones.
Mm-hmm.
The original one was the martini glass that's on the cover of my book.
Mm-hmm.
And now the new
one. You have a book?
I do have a book, The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. The new one.
Also, we have a podcast.
For those of you just getting caught up with the 500 Empire. The new pins. Okay, so these are at the, I added this as a benefit at the $10 level for U.S. patrons. Shipping internationally is a pain in the ass. It's ridiculously expensive, even for something that small.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really work out for me to offer it at that level internationally. People asked on the Facebook group about it, so I included it in the $25 level so that it's still an option if somebody wants to. I'm going to look at other shipping options and see if there's something out there to make it affordable at a lower level. But anyway, so for now at the $10 level, the enamel pins, we're going to do three of them a year at least. But typically it'll be three a year is the plan. And for a very limited time, we're doing a special bonus pin. It's mm-hmm. a bonus MF-er pin.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to use the word motherfucker on the pin because right. who's going to, you know, I don't know if people wear these anyway. They're collectible. You might just put mm-hmm. them up with your Vegas stuff. But if somebody wanted to wear it, I don't know that you want to have vulgarity on there. So
right. We remember the time we were at Michael Mina's and we were sitting next to a woman with, what was the shirt?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It had
Bellagio. That was so yeah. strange. I can't remember what it said. But
and we love to swear.
We love the curses.
We fucking love to swear.
but it's
when
weird
you're
in public.
A fine dining restaurant and a woman's wearing a t-shirt with fuck on it. It's just...
it's odd.
It's just weird.
So anyway, it's a bonus MF-er pin. And if you're wondering what the hell that is, well, it's a catchphrase from this podcast, thanks to my lovely co-host and some fun slot play at. Was it, where were we, Binion's, playing the Michael Jackson slots?
No, that was Tits McGee.
Okay, I thought it was all the same. Oh,
maybe
one.
It was. I maybe think it was. Was. Maybe, yeah.
It was quite a night. But anyway, it became a little bit of a thing. bonus MF-er. So,
and I also learned a lesson.
There's been so many lessons learned in Las Vegas.
About how many drinks I should or should not have, yeah, at the downtown cocktail room.
So I thought it would be fitting for the bonus pin to be bonus MF-er. So that's going to be the bonus pin in that we're doing for June. So anybody who's at the $10 level already, and then anybody who joins or upgrades to the $10 level, we'll get that. We'll send them out in July. We'll send them together. So that's the bonus one. The normal one is a casino neon sign pin based on the sign on the corner of Golden Gate that just says casino. It's really a cool old sign. So anyway, we'll do some other fun Vegas stuff throughout the year. And then there's some other things too. So like I added the live stream chats to the $5 level. They used to be at $10. Shuffled some things around a little bit. Added a couple new things. Trying to do more video. That's at the $10 level. Anyway, you can go to patreon.com/500 to see all the different levels and options. And thank you to everybody who already is a Patreon patron. And thank you to everybody who might want to sign up to get some cool stuff. I'm excited about bringing you these things, and hopefully you guys like it as well. The reception was really good when I posted the pin yesterday. Like, people were like, holy shit, that's really cool. Yay. So I think you'll dig it. And it's kind of fun once you kind of get into it to start collecting these mm-hmm. things. Like, we're not obsessive collectors. We don't have a wall of pins.
Right.
We're very selective about which ones we mm-hmm. want to add to our collection. But like, having Vegas stuff, there aren't a lot of them out there. There are a few, but
yeah,
it's kind of a cool thing.
Park on Fremont was doing something. Yeah, for a while.
I don't know if they still are. They had like one night a week where they would have a pin. They had some of their different signs they did as enamel pins. So yeah, it's kind of a thing. I know like Disney collectors, I think there's a lot of Disney pins. Hard Rock, of course, has pins. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of this kind of stuff out there. But
when will we start doing spoons, collectible spoons?
No, I don't think the 500 line of collectible spoons. What about plates? Yeah. I still think my mom used to collect decorative plates. I don't know if that's still a thing or not. Anyway, if you want to get in.
And later on, the Precious Moments 500 figurines.
Oh, yeah, those will be adorable. if anybody wants to get in on the enamel pins or all the other stuff, or if you just want to support the show, visit patreon.com/500. If you want to see a picture of the pin, we don't have the bonus pins up yet because they're being manufactured right now by a. I don't want to know who's manufacturing those pins. But
do they have asbestos?
No, I'm not worried that they have asbestos. I just fear that it's like a bunch of like 9-year-old kids painting those things. I don't know. But the casino pin, I posted a picture on Twitter yesterday and on the Facebook group. So you can take a look at it there. It's kind of a neat little thing. And we'll have other fun Vegas-y stuff too. So there you go. Thanks so much to all of our supporters. And let's move along. Okay. And we're going to schedule our next live chat. We got to do that sometime, I think, in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
We have to look at our calendar and figure out
our to do busy it. Weekend calendar.
We actually have some stuff in June, so we do need to kind of. I'm thinking maybe we should do an afternoon one so we can get our international people who want to join, but we'll see if what works out in the next few weeks. Okay, news. So we've got some news. We've got a bunch of downtown things to start out with. Golden Gate's new sports book. It's called the Circa Sports Book. They're branding after the new Circa Resort that's going to be open. All the sports books owned by Derek Stevens are going to be Circa Sports. The first one opened at Golden Gate yesterday, and it was very cool to see that one of our beloved Vegas nerds, Richard Greenberg, mm-hmm. friend of the show, he made the first public bet at the. Of course, wouldn't you know that like one of our people is going to be there front and center, ready to get in on the action right away. I love that. So congratulations to Richard for that. There's also a Circa app available for mobile betting if you're in the state. You have to sign up on location, so like you can download it whenever you want, but you're not going to see anything on there until after you sign up, which is pretty typical with the sportsbook apps. It's a very small sportsbook because Golden Gate is a very small place. There's not seating; it's just a counter and some monitors and all the odds and all that stuff. So you might be wondering, like, why would a tiny sportsbook like this get so much attention? Well, there's a couple reasons. First of all, of course, anybody who's been following Las Vegas stuff the last several years knows that Derek Stevens is a master promoter and very good at getting attention for things. Mm-hmm. And he offered some promotions for the first day to draw in a lot of people. And so that's one thing. But then second, it's pretty uncommon for a new player to enter the sportsbook market in Las Vegas. The trend typically, especially downtown, has been to glom on to one of the existing operators, William right. Hill, CG Gaming. Of course, MGM and Caesars have their own. Stations is another big one. Like El Cortez isn't even a station casino, but they're on Stations' sportsbook program. Mm-hmm. So there's only a handful of independents. I know I'm not going to nail them all, but the ones that come to mind are Golden Nugget, South Point, Westgate, Wynn, and Treasure Island. So I was thinking, like, what's the last one that started up new? And it was probably Wynn or Treasure Island. I guess Treasure Island would have been the last one when that left MGM and Phil Ruffenster. But he's not, they're not that great at promoting their stuff. So
right.
It didn't really get any attention. So anyway, it's not that common. So that's another thing. And of course, competition is good. You know, having different people setting odds at different places gives sports bettors a little bit of variety.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good thing. So that's happening. The D is going to be transitioning next. They actually are in the process. I think today is the day that ViewBar is shutting down. We'll talk about that in a second. And the sportsbook and ViewBar space are going to be renovated. And then in about 2 weeks, when it reopens, it will be a Circus Sports book instead of William Hill, which it has been. In the time being, I don't know if they don't have any sports betting there, if they just have kiosks or what they're doing, but there's not. The new one is going to be opening mid-June. So, like I said, with that, ViewBar, and we alluded to this a few weeks ago, that there was going to be some renovations at ViewBar, and we have a phone call from a couple of our friends and listeners about that.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. So, this is Chris. I love to hear Tim try to pronounce my last name, Froggy. And Kevin from Minneapolis. We are in the promised land and could not be happier after the last few weeks that we've been through. Just got back to our room at the Golden Nugget from ViewBar at the D. And talking to the bartenders there, it turns out that we got here just in time because ViewBar will be shutting down in a couple of days for a 2-week remodel. We went downstairs to see if Derek was still at Long Bar to make sure that he was going to keep the pay table the same, but unfortunately he had already left as all of the spring events that he wanted to watch were over. So we don't know yet. So we'll find out and we'll report back. Bye. Oh, what? Wait. Shutting down on Sunday the 2nd for 2 weeks. Basically what I said. Bye.
All right. Good to hear from you guys. I hope you have a wonderful time, even though you tried to snub me in the greeting. So, of course, Vegas nerds, a lot of Vegas nerds love playing bonus poker, the progressives at ViewBar.
Myself included.
Yep. They're very fun. And a lot of people love that place. Mm-hmm. And are immediately the concern is, oh, shit, they're going to downgrade the
pay tables.
Poker.
Yeah.
Nope, they are not. They're going to leave all those the same. So
hooray.
Fear not. That is the word from the folks at the D. So that's good. I think they're from what I read or heard or something, I think ViewBar is going to be larger. I think they're making it a full horseshoe instead of just kind mm-hmm. of a half horseshoe, what it is now. So I don't know if they're moving the sportsbook counter over to, I don't know, where Keno is. I don't know. We'll see what they do with it. I'm curious how mm-hmm. it turns out. But.
And did you say those are progressives are linked with Golden Gate?
They are. So that's the thing, too. As soon as this happened and people started panicking, I'm like, no, they wouldn't have gone through the trouble of linking the Golden Gate and D progressives just to get rid of them a couple months later. So I figured it was going to mm-hmm. stay the same. So yeah, when they put in a bunch of new video poker in the old DuPars area, when they expanded and added more machines over there, those are linked to the ViewBar machines. And then the Bar Prohibition progressives and pay tables are the same as at Long Bar. So, and then I would imagine once Circa opens, they will probably have something comparable over there, and they will link those all up. So that is what's happening there. Speaking of Golden Gate, one other note, and this is something that we discussed, I don't know, a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
The legendary Golden Gate Shrimp Cocktail is on the menu now at 7th and Carson, which is a restaurant downtown Las Vegas located conveniently.
Where?
At 7th and Carson.
Huh.
The price on the menu is a bit high. It's mm-hmm. $9.99, which I went, that's a little.
That seems like a lot.
What do you think? And I'm not expecting it to be like $2, but
right.
What do you think is an optimal price for that shrimp cocktail at a restaurant? Like,
I'm gonna say $4.99.
Yeah, I was thinking $4 or $5.99, right,
maybe,
in that range.
Yeah, maybe $6.99, but
that would seem high to me. So nine. Okay. That, I mean, that would seem on the high end. Like, yeah, beyond $6.99, I'd be like, meh. And right, that's why, like, $9.99, I was like, meh, that's a little much. But the good news is, at least if you're going to be in Las Vegas in June, every day in June, you can get it for 99 cents between 5 and 6 p.m. They're doing like a shrimp cocktail happy hour thing. So the throwback pricing for 1 hour a day, June only. I think they should extend that beyond June. And I mean, even if they did like $2.99 and had it beyond that, that would be cool to have it as part of a happy hour. But at least they're doing it in June. So if you happen to be there, you can wander over to 7th and Carson and try that out if you want. And if you do, report back. Let us know if it is as wonderful as you remember from DuPars.
Now about those pancakes.
Yes. Now somebody will chime in. You know, there's a DuPars at South Point or at Suncoast. You can go over there and get it.
Mm-hmm. We're not doing that. No.
That would involve going to Suncoast. Mm-hmm. All right. More downtown stuff. A lot of our listeners and a lot of Vegas nerds like to earn comps in between trips by playing slot games and video poker games on their phones or on their computers. And MyVegas has been one that's been around for quite a while now. They are tied in with MGM properties and some others.
And you can, I'm mad at.
Yeah, fuck MGM. But anyway, you can, you know, if you want to try some other stuff and not pay for it, at least you can maybe do so through MyVegas. Mm-hmm. People have been doing that for years.
You pay with your time.
That's true. It is not the only app, however. It's probably the most popular one and the most well-known, but there are other apps. And a new one is joining the lineup or has joined the lineup this week, so I thought I'd mention that. A few of them that are relatively new, at least compared to MyVegas, Wynn has one. And the only thing that they have that you can earn, which it's a good thing. I'm not saying, the only thing. But you can earn room nights. Mm-hmm. I played that like while I was working. I would just have it on my iPad, spinning, doing it on autoplay for hours at a time. And I've got two or three room nights worth of points, depending on when you cash in. I did that for like a month and a half at least, though. Mm-hmm. It was like constant play.
It took a long time.
And now I'm just like, God, I don't want to be bothered. But I kind of want to rack it up even more. I think you can cash in up to four at a time. So
I would do it more now because they're going to tighten it up at some point.
Yeah, it's been around a while. So, but yeah, these things always get tighter and tighter. So that's true. There has been a Binions app for a while, and I've played that one as well. And with that one, you can earn food and like T-shirts and I think maybe room credits for Four Queens. And then this week, their sister property, Four Queens, just released its game. It's the same platform. It's very, very similar, except it has Four Queens branding, and there aren't as many ways to earn free credits to spin on. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a downgrade. But with that one, you can also earn room and food credits as well as logo merchandise. So if you're into these games and you want to maybe stay downtown, Four Queens is one to check out. I don't know if there might be others. Those are the ones I'm aware of. I know that there's one that's tied into Las Vegas Advisor and you can win like their books and stuff, but I don't care about that. but as far as winning or accumulating points that you can cash in for room and food credits at different resorts, those are the ones I'm aware of in Las Vegas. If there are others, let us know. We'll talk about them. So there you have it. And then finally, one other downtown note, also related to Circa. If you've been listening to this show for a long time or just following Las Vegas stuff, occasionally there are reports of a novel place to gamble, and that is in a trailer. In order to keep a gaming license active, the property has to, if it's shut down, has to offer gaming. I don't know if it's once every year, once every couple years. I don't remember the exact frequency, but to keep it open or to keep the license open, they will bring in a trailer with like a dozen slot machines and you can go in there and play. There've been reports of people who have done this and it's not necessarily fun, or like the people working there don't even encourage you to be there, but they're just doing it because I have to. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, I think Steve Fries coined the term trailer station, because it was one of the station it was a planned, I think, station property, brought this thing in and it got some attention. Anyway, there's going to be one of these trailer casinos setting up. Right now it's scheduled for June 11th at the Future Circa location. So it's to keep the Las Vegas Club and Mermaids licenses active. I don't know if they have to have two of them for the two different addresses. It's for 18 Fremont and 22 Fremont. Hmm. I don't know how it's going to work. It showed up on one of the like the city council website agenda or something. And I thought, oh, it's worth mentioning. People who are in town might find it novel to go over there on June 11th and play in a trailer for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. That is happening soon. On the Strip, there is a new attraction. We mentioned this a few weeks ago as well, but we didn't know all the details at the time. Lady Gaga, who is performing, of course, at the Park Theater, has a new shop called House of Gaga. At the time we discussed it, it was sort of expected she would be rolling out a new...
cosmetics line?
Yeah, cosmetics and some fashion mm-hmm. stuff. It turns out it's more of almost like a Gaga museum.
Yes.
They do sell some stuff there. But the main reason to go in there is to see her. If you know who she is, you probably are. Even if you barely know who she is, you're like, mm-hmm. oh, she's the one who wore the meat dress.
Yeah.
The meat dress still exists. In order to keep it in existence, mm-hmm. the meat has been jerky-ized. It's now a jerky dress.
Has the meat been jerked?
I guess. According to her, the curator of the shop in a review journal article, it's now a jerky dress. So they have like 24 exhibits that mm-hmm. are Gaga's related stuff, a lot of her dresses and outfits, and mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing this.
I do too.
It is there's no charge to get in because it is a store. It's not a like a paid attraction. It's open from noon to 8 daily, except for the days she performs when it stays open till midnight. I'm kind of surprised it closes at 8. That's sort of weird. Mm-hmm. But anyway, noon to 8 daily.
And they only let like, what, 55 people in at a time?
Melanie, everybody who listens to the show knows Melanie from her calls. We have a couple of them later on. But anyway, okay. Melanie reported on the Facebook group that, now it just opened, so there's going to be more of
a demand.
A demand, and she's in town right now, too. Yeah. So they let like 50 people in, 55 people in at a time, like every 20 minutes. That's probably enough time to get through the whole thing. And she said when she was there, there was like 120 people in line. So that will decrease over time. And I'm sure that the nights that she's performing, it'll be more people mm-hmm. go at an off time and it won't be a big issue, but something fun if you're a Lady Gaga fan or you just like the spectacle of, you know, music performance, mm-hmm. crazy dresses and stuff like that.
I am excited to see this.
I am too. So that will be fun. Finally, a new show is coming to Excalibur from a familiar name. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, do you remember Hans Klock?
Vaguely, I do.
He had a show at Planet Hollywood years ago. I think, wasn't Pamela Anderson attached to it? And then Carmen Electra, I don't remember the exact story. Carmen Electra and Pamela Anderson were both attached to it. I don't remember if they both ended up performing or if one of them was supposed to and didn't. Mm. There was something weird.
I remember Pamela Anderson being more closely tied with it than Carmen Electra.
Yeah. Anyway, it's called The Speed of Magic or something like that. He's mm-hmm. the self-proclaimed world's fastest illusionist.
So does the show only last like 10 minutes instead of the usual 90?
Yeah. You pay for 70 minutes. It's 14. I don't know. Is that a draw? Like,
I don't know.
I love illusions, but they got to be fast. Okay. So Hans Klock is performing nightly in a new show beginning on July 29th at Excalibur. 7:30 show every night except for Fridays. He's also doing a 4 p.m. show on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be soon. $45 and up plus fees through the Excalibur website. Check that out if you're a Magic fan. I look forward to adding
Especially if you're a Speedy Magic fan.
If you love fast magic, you are so happy right now. Like, I love magic, but it's so slow. Not anymore. Hans Klock's back in town. Mm-hmm. It's funny to see that, like on the Excalibur website, the ads for it. I don't know how old Hans is, but they have airbrushed him. He looks like he's a young Fabio-esque kind of sexual creature doing his fast magic, his fast handwork. I don't think that the pictures are necessarily accurate, but I'm sure Hans puts on a wonderful show. And welcome back to Las Vegas and to the 500 universe, Hans Klock. I forgot you existed until last week. All right. Speaking of things that I forgot existed. Do you
remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
All right. I went all the way back to show number 159 in March of 2008 for this one. There have been many plans over the years in Las Vegas for resorts that are announced or paperwork is filed, and then it never ends up happening. And this is one of those such ideas. There was a company called FX. I think they owned some of the American Idol rights. There was somehow, it's an entertainment company. They own a bunch of different stuff, or they did. I think they've fallen on hard times since, but they were tied to American Idol and they owned a lot of Elvis's stuff. And the plan was they had purchased a bunch of land in between Planet Hollywood and MGM Grand, the old Harley Davidson Cafe land, and there's a strip mall, that kind of shitty strip mall with t-shirt shops and tattoo parlors and stuff. That land.
Is that the one that ends in Fatburger?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Smith and Wolensky land, they might have had that for a while. I don't know that they still do. Anyway, they in 2008, they issued an SEC filing revealing they were planning to build a $3.1 billion, 2,200-room hotel with a 93,000-square-foot casino, and it was going to be themed around Elvis Presley. That was the plan at the time. So this is 2008. Now, the economy wasn't doing really great in 2008, and projects were dying at a rapid pace, so it was kind of an odd time to announce something new.
Yeah.
And, of course, it never ended up happening. At the time, they even acknowledged in the SEC filing they didn't have financing lined up.
Which always is always a bad sign.
Always, yeah, always makes you go, I don't know about this one. They were planning on getting it started in early 2009, opening in 2012. That did not happen. However, FX, now I think they may have undergone, I don't know if the same ownership is in place, but they still own some of that land. This plan is done. There's no way that this would end up happening right now. Elvis stuff just doesn't really work too well these days in Las Vegas, but there have been plans since for that strip mall space. None of them have happened, obviously. The strip mall is still there, but that was the Elvis Hotel that was planned and never happened. I like the graveyard of failed ideas in Las Vegas. It always entertains me. Vegas Today and Tomorrow, which is a website that has been dormant for many years. I think it's still online. They have a, I think it's like the dreams section. That's all these things that have been announced. And they have a lot of the renderings of these places that were never actually in the same show notes as this one. There was a reference to Crown. Do you remember that?
Yes, I was just thinking of that.
Christopher Milam was the developer, and he was attached to several different projects over the years that, like, as soon as I saw his, I came to understand as soon as I saw his name, I'd be
that
like,
that it was
nope,
not going
to
happen?
This isn't going to happen. And I think, well, so Crown was going to be where, I think it's that lot next to Sahara, wasn't it? The Wet and Wild land? And it was going to be like the tallest.
Yeah, it was going to be really tall.
Yeah, again, same era. Although, unlike the Elvis property, where this one was like just being proposed, that concept was officially dying that week. Like, well, this is definitely not happening now. So, yeah, those were fun times. All those crazy projects coming and going. So there you go. That's hey, remember this for this week. I've had several people say that they enjoy this leap back in time to all these ridiculous things. So I'm glad people are digging it. All right. We've got a shit ton of phone calls. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys now to tell me all of the stuff you're observing. And I mentioned her a little while ago. Let's start off with our friend Melanie.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. It's Karen from Minnesota. Just kidding. It's Melanie from Colorado. When she called in, I thought she was me too when I first listened to that. I'm like, did I go and forget? Just got back from Vegas EDC weekend, and it was amazing. So stayed at the Cal over the summer. Last summer, they had some errors on their website, and I could book EDC weekend and Final Four weekend for free. So I did, and I love to go during EDC weekend to see all the costumes and the vibe and see everybody in the morning, like, morning. At midnight, all excited with their little water packs on and their outfits. And then the morning, getting off the bus, just done. So fun. You should go. All right, couple things. So this trip, I went up big. My, like, I don't know, first hour, I won, like, I don't know, $800. So what I usually do when I go up big, okay, I realize it's not big for everyone, it's for me, is I'm like, oh, I've got to take this home. This time I had a different philosophy and I'm like, oh, I got all this money. I'm going big. So I gambled much bigger than I normally do. Still came home with money, but my swings were huge. So that was an interesting experience for me. A little mixing it up a bit. Looking at the time, but I can't see it. I've got some pool reviews. I'm going to call back and give you those. I went to see Florence and the Machine at T-Mobile. Excellent concert. And fun if you like a barefoot performer that likes to tell you to hug your neighbor.
Nope.
Yeah, I wasn't into that. Anyway, but she was great. All right, I'll call back with a pool review. Bye.
All right, we'll hear more from Melanie later on. Sometimes I struggle with that when I... You know, in the event that I hit a jackpot and it's not just making up losses where yeah. I'm actually up, I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, do I ratchet it back and go conservative now?
Or do I bump my...
Or do I bump it up a denomination and yeah. go hog wild? It's a tough decision. I've done both and it yeah. never works out. No, that's not true. Once in a while. But
yeah.
All right. Good problem to have.
It's always fun to be up the first day, though.
It is. That's the best. I love when you hit something right away. That is, especially when it keeps you going for at least a couple days.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. I would be overjoyed to have an $800 win my first day.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. And as far as EDC weekend, was it last year that we were there for that or 2 years ago?
I can't remember, but it was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah. And the casinos downtown were so quiet during the day because everyone from EDC was sleeping.
And at night, they were all off. Like, you saw them coming and going, but yeah. they weren't around other than that. So yeah. it's a good time to be there, even though the room rates get a little pricier.
Mm-hmm.
Things are slow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely go during EDC again. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's Wade and Heather from Savage, Minnesota. Heather just won $100 on the Skyrim. This is a great time, man. We're having a great time in Vegas. Day number one of four. We'll call again. See ya.
All right. We'll hear more from them. I just love the excitement of that call. So I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, I got to play that. I proclaimed yesterday that I'm over Skywheel.
I know.
I'll probably play it next time we're there, you know, a little bit, but.
Right. But the.
I'm like, nah.
The sheen has worn off a little bit.
Yeah. I don't have as much faith in it as I used to.
You haven't played it at El Cortez.
That's
in a while.
What I was just thinking now. El Cortez. Well, that seems to be where I've. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I'm not completely done, but it's not like, oh, I can't wait to get behind that machine again, in front of that machine again. What the fuck? I'm just so in my head right now. All right. We'll hear more from Wade and Heather shortly. Next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Kevin from Scott Air Force Base. I haven't talked to you guys in seems like a millennium.
Blast from the past.
Yeah.
I love when suddenly someone who used to call a long time ago shows up out of nowhere. It's nice to know they're still around. Yeah. Good to hear from you. Continue.
Just a short solo trip out this weekend, pre-Memorial Day. Couple little things. One thing I noticed, I had some free play at the Golden Nugget, $200 worth of free play. So I went to, you know, check it in, figuring that you're going to put it on my card. And they didn't. They directed me to the cashier cage, and they said for that promotion, they were just giving out cash. So basically, I got $200 in cash from the Golden Nugget. Staying a couple different places, checked into the Cosmo, you know, just shooting the bull with the guy checking me in. And I think they might have been oversold maybe a little bit or really crowded on the two-room studio, two-bed studios. So I was kidding with the guy. I said, well, you can always upgrade me to an iSuite if you want. He said, well, hold on. He made a phone call. He says, yeah, okay, sure, you're set. So had two nights in the Lanai. The one thing I've noticed, you know, after all the years I've come into Vegas, you know, what's the best thing about gambling? It's not the food. It's not even the drinking. It's the boobs. And the Cosmo, I have to say, is boob central. You can just sit there in the front lobby and just watch the girls go by. And it is just something to behold. So just wanted to share a real quick one. And you guys have a good one. And I will talk to you later. Thank you.
I appreciate your honesty. Some people would be afraid to say such things in this day and age, mm-hmm. but I appreciate that you are honest with the things that you like about Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of these things as well. Not going to lie. There are a lot of nice people to look at in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on this? You're just nodding like, okay.
I'm just, yeah, I don't know what to say because I'm, yeah.
So we're at this point in our society where I'm not sure if I should be encouraging people to express.
Hell, if you like boobs, look at boobs.
There you go. I do.
I do
you
too.
Point them out to me all the time.
I know.
It's like, did you see that? Did you see that rack?
I'm the one who saw the free boobs at Mandalay.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I know. All right. Moving on to other topics. Thank you for silencing us briefly, Kevin. I think we'll hear more from him in a little bit as well. Next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Tara from New Mexico.
Hey.
Following up with a Facebook post that Taylor put yesterday about the Green Street Kitchen at Palms. So we went back again today because we wanted to try the Thai beef lettuce cups while we were sober to make sure they're as good as we were remembering it from last night. And they were still amazing. We went back again tonight, hadn't had anything to drink, weren't really starving, and they're still really, really good. They hold up. So this has now become Taylor's favorite food in Vegas. I hope you guys are able to try it next time you guys are at Palms or if you're in the area. If you go to Green Street Kitchen, definitely try the Thai beef lettuce cups. So if you're keeping track, this is now the second food item that comes with a Taylor from New Mexico money back guarantee, which is getting added to the list of the pork jerky with waterfall sauce at La Thai. So anyone that's trying it, you don't like it, you got to come find us in Vegas and we'll try it with you. Make sure you have the full experience and, like it with us, and then we'll give you your money back. Hope you guys are having a great time. Love this show. Love the Facebook group. We'll talk to you later.
All right. I love that. In fact, yeah. they posted pictures from their meal the first time they went as well, and I looked at it and went, oh, yeah, I could dive into that. And hearing their enthusiasm for that makes me want to try it.
Same.
So thank you for those reports and for your money-back guarantee, which is really ballsy. I would never do that.
But didn't she say in Vegas you have to find them in Vegas?
Of course.
So they can't just, like, email.
You don't want to just show up at, like, Taylor's house going, hey, heard what you said.
Give me my $2.
Yeah. That's not how it works, so. All right, thank you for that report. I want to, and again, Palms is doing some good things, and I've been hearing not just their review, but other people who have tried Green Street Kitchen have said, yeah, thumbs up on that place. Mm-hmm. So, hooray. All right. Next up.
Hey, Michelle. It's Julio from Reno.
Hello.
It's been about a year since my last trip to Vegas, and the one I had planned for last month got canceled for some reason. So the girlfriend surprised me with a two-day trip this week, and she made it seem like it was a gift for me. Really, it was a gift for her. Because she picked out everything we ended up staying at the Palms. I tried doing a $20 tip on the guy, and it didn't work. And then he told us that it'd be $30 for early check-in on a Monday.
Week.
At like 11. So if you guys go there, don't even bother with the $20 tip for that guy. The room was nice. Good bed, nice pillows. The only weird thing is there was a mirror above the bed. So that was weird.
The thing about the mirror above the bed.
You've stayed at Imperial Palace with that situation,
long
right?
Long time ago. Yeah. But the thing about those is it's horrific when you wake up. You open your eyes and you're like, oh, that's just me.
Is it because you think there's another person in the room or is it because you're that disheveled in the morning?
All of the above. Like, it's not, just seeing somebody hovering above you at that time, it's startling. You don't. Luckily, without my glasses, I can't see shit anymore, but it's not...
It's not a pleasant experience.
No, it's not a good idea.
The best part of waking
up. Well, didn't SLS had that when we stayed there?
Oh, yeah.
They had it was a weirdly angled mirror, though. You didn't really... weren't looking at your face. It was clearly for sexual purposes. There's no other way to put that on there, but... All right, next up. Or back to Wade. Or Julio. I'm so confused. Back to Julio.
She said, let's go to the Cosmo. I looked at her and said, I don't like where your head's at, lady. It turns out she had a scheduled facial. So she left me to do my drinking, and she was gone for a couple hours. She said it was great. The spa itself is, she said, simple but nice and kind of small. I haven't gone to any of the other spas. She's gone to a couple of the ones like Bellagio. So when she came back, she said, we need to eat, which is code for you need to sober up. So we went to Hattie D's, had a chicken sandwich and pimento mac and cheese, and it was great. I would definitely have it again. The chicken wasn't soggy or dry, and the bun was buttery, but enough to have you get some shine on your fingers, but not gross. After that, I went across the street to the Miracle Mile shops. I had a slushy drink at Fat Tuesdays, and that was pretty much it, just doing a lot of walking. The next day, I was just hungover, so didn't really do anything until later in the afternoon when we did the buffet at the Palms, and it was decent. I mean, it's just a buffet. But that was pretty much it for the trip. I do have another one planned in September. Thanks for the podcast.
All right. Oops, sorry, cut him off. Thanks for that report. We do appreciate it. So, yeah, interesting that, you know what, even if she had selfish purposes involved,
mm-hmm.
2 days in Vegas, so everybody yeah. wins. No complaining. No complaining. She might have had a spa thing in mind for herself. That's mm-hmm. okay. You had fun on your own.
Yep.
Delicious.
I've abandoned you to gamble and drink while I've gone to the spa.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
Both of us have had a wonderful
Everything
time.
Turned out just very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love someone, set them free. Even in Vegas for a couple hours, they'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
At least so far. All right. Now let's check in with Wade again.
Hey, guys. It's Wade and Heather again from Savage calling you back. We just went to the Carson Kitchen downtown. Fantastic. We had the devil's eggs. You can't beat them. They have caviar on top. We felt very special. And we also had the bacon butter or bacon jelly. Really good. Bacon in anything is really good, so I highly recommend it. It's the Carson Kitchen in downtown, just outside the D area. All right, well, we're going to call you guys later. Bye.
All right, we will hear back from them later. So, yeah, the what is it, the
bacon jam.
Bacon fig jam? Is that what
yeah.
else is in it?
It's
sweet
delicious.
And savory and delicious. It's served with, like, little pieces of toast. Kind mm-hmm. of like
and there's cheese
bread.
Involved.
It's all really good. But, yeah, that's my favorite item there.
Mm-hmm.
Have to get that.
Do you even overcome the communal seating to get the...
Once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been pretty fortunate. We haven't been too... It hasn't been too communal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've had other people near us, but it hasn't been... I don't know. But yeah, I don't like that whole... But I get why they do it, especially there. It's a small space. You can pack more people in.
Yep.
But I like the counter seating there the best.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch... I like watching chefs at work preparing food. That's highly entertaining for me.
Yeah.
So... Alrighty, thank you for that report. Glad you discovered that incredible item at a very good restaurant. Next up.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. This is Alan.
Hello.
From Akron, Ohio. We just checked in the Bally's this morning of Saturday. All went well at the Diamond check-in area, and we got to our room, and we fully unpacked, and I pulled out a bottle of Bailey's from my suitcase because I love the Bailey's and coffee in the morning.
Attaboy.
Because, yes, I'm a lush. And I can't wait to get to the casino before having one. Anyways, I turned, and there's no coffee maker.
Fuckers.
So I went down to the Diamond check-in area and said, you know, by the way, there's no coffee maker in my room. Can I have one brought up? And they said, oh, no, I'm sorry, not in the regular room. But if you'd like, we can upgrade you to a suite complimentary. Those have coffee makers. So
nice.
I said yes. And I'm sitting in the Paris Diamond Lounge now, waiting for my room to be ready. And Sal and Freddie are still working here. Sal's here right now, and Freddie said he'll be on board later.
Awesome.
So I know you despise coffee, but for all the coffee drinkers out there, ask for a room with a coffee maker. Who knows? You may luck out. That is all. I hope to call in later with my winnings or my winning information. I don't know. I'm on my second. Yeah, I will. I'll have another Hendrix and tonic. Thank you. Love you guys. Love the podcast. Bye.
Just order your drink in the middle of the call. That's fine.
That's okay.
All right. Thank you for that report. We appreciate it. Hey, that's pretty cool that's how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I want a coffee maker. No, well, we're going to have to upgrade you for free if you want one. Okay.
Oh, twist my arm. Sure.
If you must. Good deal. All right. Let's check in with Kevin again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Kevin from Scott Air Force Base with kind of a follow-up voicemail. For everybody
things that used to be free being charged for now. The check cashing system that Cosmo and Harrah's, Caesars, and MGM forever didn't charge anything for. Now MGM charges 1.5% to cash a check. Caesars charges 2.5%, and Cosmo charges 3%. But the Palms, who is on the exact same system as everybody else, doesn't charge anything. So I came over just to cash a little check and figured, well, the least I could do is play their machines and give them some of their money back. Well, I started playing, and I was keeping okay. And then I noticed they had a promotions table, and they were giving away Palms beach towels. So I asked them, I said, well, is this a special thing? And they're like, oh, no, you just have to have 300 points. And he looked at my thing. He says, you got 135. You still need 165 points. So like a big dummy, I go, okay, I'll go over to this new machine over here and play it. I haven't seen it before. So I played it and got in the bonus round, and the bonus round went nuts, and I cashed out $3,800 and had my 165 points for my free beach towel. So I cashed out and I left. Have a good day.
That is awesome.
Showed them. That's great.
Because usually... Usually the story ends, and that's how I got an $1,800 beach towel. Usually, like, I just couldn't get that last 10 points, and the money was going quickly, and that's, yeah. So I'm glad that it went the other way for somebody. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. You got something free, and you won a lot of money. All right. Next up.
Hey, guys. It's Bill from L.A. I was just calling about a quick little day trip that I took this past weekend. It was literally one day out and one day back. I had to do some things out in town. And I have an EV car, which means having to charge a little bit along the way, whether it's Barstow Baker, somewhere in between L.A. and Vegas. And it comes into play later on. I went out to Red Rock to meet someone. We used to stay there exclusively for about 3 or 4 years, but hadn't been back in a couple. And it was really good to see that the property is still really, really super maintained and polished, and definitely wouldn't hesitate to stay there at some point down the road. I've been seeing a lot of reviews on the Facebook page and whatnot lately. Highly recommended, as always. Went to the Strip to catch a charge for a couple of hours and hang out. Before heading back to L.A., went to the Link Valet, where they do have EV chargers available. Was told the charger is available. They'd get it hooked up. Gave the guy $20. Went and spent a couple of hours walking around the Strip. Stopped by Gordon Ramsay to pick up a Biscoff shake. Didn't have one. Sticky toffee shake instead. Out of a machine like they'd have at McDonald's. That was kind of disappointing. And it was warm. That wasn't too good. But anyway, back to the car, hoping to see if it was charged, be able to get us to Baker, be able to get us home, only to find out it never got charged. But it did lead us to finding out about the Terrible's Herbst Southern Highlands location. They have an EV charger there. So if you're in SoCal on the way back home and you need to top off a little bit before you get to wherever else you're going to have to stop to get home, highly recommended. But that was it. Yeah, even though it was kind of, there were some down points, it was always great to spend some time in town with the girlfriend and the city that we both love, and the car ride was fun as well. So anyway, thanks a lot. Bye.
I learned some things from that call.
The lesson learned is that what a fucking pain in the ass electric cars are. I've known that. Not for me.
No.
I hate being inconvenienced.
Yes.
And that just sounds like a tremendous pain in the ass.
Just sounds like it would make you really crabby.
Like, oh, I got to have this. Like, it's, pulling into a gas station and filling up and being on your way.
Yep.
That's not, that's fine. But having to sit and wait for a fucking car to charge, because, no. Once the technology is perfected and you can drive a reasonable amount of time without having to deal with that shit.
I thought his story was going to be like, we drove out to Red Rock and then we had to charge the car because it took so long to drive out to Red Rock.
People love them. They're really into them. And I know that somebody right now is
they're good for the earth.
Somebody right now is dialing the voicemail number to tell us about every charging station in between California. Don't do that. I don't care. But
that's what the internet is for. Not for me.
More for you.
Look that up.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
That sounds like my version of just hell.
One of the many versions.
Yeah, one of them is driving an electric car. Kudos to you for doing something responsible. I am not. I get a fucking SUV that it's running in the driveway as we speak. I'm horrible. All right. Next up.
Hey, Kim and Michelle. It's Wade and Heather again from Savage, day number two. I got some other stuff, but right now we're downtown. We're watching
Spandex Nation.
You come over to Vegas and Spandex playing. It's a must-see. The show is fantastic. You got to check it out. Fremont Street is by far way better than I ever dreamed. Yeah.
The ever-popular Spandex Nation.
Mm-hmm.
The only bar, the only band on Fremont Street that I can name. Can you name any of the other regular bands on Fremont Street?
Not that I could.
No.
No.
They're very popular.
Sure I could if I thought for about 10 minutes, but no.
There's been a couple discussions on the Facebook group about Spandex Nation. People enjoy their brand of rock fun for free on Fremont Street. All right. We will hear one more time from Wade and Heather a little bit later. In the meantime.
Hey, guys. Alex from Orange County calling with a quick review of Planet Hollywood. I was there over Memorial Day weekend for my friend's wedding. Kind of unimpressed. I normally have something good to say about pretty much any place I stay at, but I found the layout large and confusing. We had to walk through the mall to get from the parking garage to the lobby. The room looked a bit dated, and everything was just a bit shabby and a bit dusty. That might have been in part because it was a smoking room, but I was just sort of underwhelmed. Also, I spoke to the wedding couple after the fact, and they were a bit unhappy with the wedding planning services. I guess their limo was 45 minutes late. The lighting in the chapel was terrible. The photographer had some stumbles. Nothing that, you know, derailed the enjoyment of the wedding for them or for us, but it was, you know, minor hitches that shouldn't have happened. They must have liked the play we put in because we're booked in for a suite at Bally's over Labor Day weekend. So Caesars hasn't lost me yet. Love the show. Bye.
Well, that's unfortunate. Never great when you have a lousy experience.
Yeah, especially on a big occasion like that.
Yeah, especially for the couple. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
One thing about the layout of Planet Hollywood, it's much more manageable if you can eliminate the mall aspect. Like if you're in the parking garage, it's a fucked up situation because it's really the mall parking garage and you have to walk through.
Right.
But if you're just talking about the casino and the restaurants and stuff, it's really not that big. It's pretty manageable. But once you add the mall, that mall is weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird, like, yes, it kind of loops around, but then there's like, I walked through there during my last trip because I wanted to video that fucking rainstorm for Patreon, which I posted a few weeks ago. And
it's as fantastic as ever.
Oh, it's as underwhelming as it was worse than I remember. Like, I was waiting for more and I'm like, oh,
That was it.
It wasn't even a storm. It was like a drizzle. But anyway, I walked through quite a bit of the mall during that, and I was reminded it's a weird layout.
Yeah.
So anyway, that sucks. Sorry to hear you have a bad experience. Let's hear from Melanie again.
Poor review. It's what I do. Okay, I did use Autoslash. They saved me a lot of money, and I got a Dodge Challenger that I drove around like a maniac. Awesome. Let's see. Okay. Poor view. So if you go to Free Vegas, I'm going to have to jump up. Oh yeah. FreeVegasClubPasses.com. You can sign up to get on the guest list of multiple day clubs, including the ones at pools. So I signed up for a few. I went to MGM. There's What Republic, CDC weekend, they had a million great DJs in town. So no problem, on the guest list, I go, and I'm in line, I tell them my name, they look it up, okay, here's your piece of paper. The guy behind me, they wanted to charge him $100. So
whoa.
I guess it varies, but mine was free. Go through the line, bag checks, and then got to where to go in, and they're like, okay, bag check's $30. I didn't use paper, my car keys in a small bag. I'm like, seriously? So I just bailed, but the important part of this is put your name on that freevegasclubpass.com, your email, because when I went to go to the pool, just the regular pool at the MGM with the Lazy River, it's a very, very slowly as you remember. I said, I'm here for what, Republic? And they said, I'm on the guest list. They said, okay, just go on. They gave you directions because you walk through the pool complex to get to what, Republic, but there's nothing to prevent you from just going to the regular pool, which was great. So I didn't make it into what, Republic, as it turns out. Had a couple more that kind of blew off because the strip was just kind of, I don't know, just wasn't feeling the crowd. Oh, MGM, not only were there moseyers, it was a double mosey. It was this massive convention. So it was the lanyard wearing, walking five abreast, all looking at their cell phones as slow and, I mean, wandering like newborn mice. Oh, my God, I had to get out of there. So went downtown, went to the Golden Nugget. Freaking love the Golden Nugget. They have poolside gaming. And no, it's, you know, it's 6-5 blackjack or whatever. And they have a tub of craps. And it is so much fun. You can sit in the sun and just feel the sun and get free drinks and listen to the water pool and everyone having a great time at the pool. So, played blackjack. I wanted that. I was, was it a $5 or $10? I don't know, maybe 10, 6-5, but whatever. The music's great. The crowds are not bad. I'm at a table with four other women, just a little older than me, I think. No clue how to play blackjack. It was awesome. I mean, hitting 14 against a 6 and getting 7 over and over and over. So that was really fun. Not one person, not me, not the dealer, nobody said, you know, you really shouldn't hit on a bus card. It was great. They were crazy. She was-
Oh, she got cut off there. Yeah, that's usually where somebody gets all
cranky,
pissy and blocked,
like,
but I'm glad it
worked
out.
You're supposed to be playing this way. And yeah,
glad it worked out for everybody.
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, gambling at Golden Nugget. So yeah, they do have gambling at the pool, as she mentioned, and if you let them know at the pool entrance that you're just going out there to gamble, they'll let you go through without having to have a room key and stuff. So
I like the Golden Nugget pool.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. I dig it. It's nice to, yeah. Nice that there's a couple decent pools downtown.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And soon there will be more.
Hooray for Circa. Next up.
Hey, Sam, Michelle. This is Guillermo from the LC. Calling a quick little trip reports and observations I had this weekend. I was there for EDC. I did not go to EDC. I actually went to see Lady Antebellum, which I highly recommend. It's a very good concert. And that venue at Pearl is amazing at the Palms. If anybody you like is playing there, go see them. I think it's almost better than the Coliseum because it's just so much smaller. So definitely recommend that. Stayed at the Nomad at Monte Carlo. It's definitely worth a step up from Park MGM. It's, I would say, at least $50 a night's worth it just for the niceties you get out of it. It just feels a lot better. Went to eat at Italy. That is fun. I like kind of bouncing around getting the food. It is pricey, but if you can accept that, there's a lot of different options from the crepes, the coffee, we had pasta, the charcuterie, pizza. I mean, everything we ate was phenomenal there, so I'd recommend that. Also, went to Best Friend. Love that. It's very similar to Momofuku. If you've been to there, like, they kind of have their signature thing. Those koji tacos were great. Somebody ordered a bowl of pork belly with fried egg in it. That was really good. And then they have some fun slushy drinks they put alcohol to. So definitely recommend Best Friend. We actually couldn't get in because it was busy, but they let us sit outside in the area, that little whatever shop they had, and they served us out there. The bartender, Jerry, was a hoot. He was hilarious. Definitely went with the vibe. Went to Babette's as well. Love Babette's. That is, everything was good. Every side, the elote, the mac and cheese, spinach. My friend didn't even seem to say the spinach didn't seem healthy. That's how good it was. The fried chicken was surprisingly good as well as the steak. So everything there is amazing. The only issue was that the waiter seemed like he was a game show announcer or something, and it killed the vibe. Where Jerry was crazy, a Best Friend, and it worked. This guy was like, hello and welcome to the best. And yeah, I don't need that when the lights are low and it's quiet. So, but yeah, highly recommend all those places and Nomad. Still MGM, so fuck MGM. But if you're going to go, they at least have a good product there. Have a great day. And can't wait to hear from you guys on your Boston trip. Later.
All right. Thank you very much for your reviews. Appreciate that. Yeah, the restaurants at Park MGM have been getting great reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to them for at least bringing in a good restaurant lineup.
Yep.
And
a good entertainment lineup.
yeah, I'd be fine trying any of those, even though I'm mad at MGM right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, final
We're
call.
We're terrible.
Huh?
We're terrible.
Oh, in so many ways. Final call of the week.
Hey, Tim, Michelle, it's Wade, and, oh, wait, let me look around. No, oh, no. Heather's not here. She's passed out back in the room, so it's just Wade at this point. I'm at the D. I'm upstairs on the second floor. I'm playing horse racing. I put a dollar bet on a 120 to win. I won. I won $120 on a 120 to bet. The horse racing up here is by far the best. If you're downtown, you got to check out the D. I love it. All right. See you guys. We'll call you later. All right. Bye-bye.
I feel the need to do this.
What?
Oh, it didn't play.
Huh. Vegas
is fun! There we go. Because the calls just reminded me of that.
Everyone's just having a good time.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thanks for all the calls. They were great. Mm-hmm. I just love the happiness in people's voice when they're calling from Las Vegas.
We are
just
having puts a good time, damn
such
it.
Such a good mood.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for all the calls. We do appreciate it. If you want to join in the fun, 702-866-9494 is the number. We'd love to hear from you. Before we wrap things up, we have some karma donations to thank people for, including Michael with a karma donation. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Charles, karma, because Fremont Street needs to take a beating tonight, and I need all the help I can get. Well, I hope it worked out for you.
For you.
Thank you very, very much. Karma donation from Melissa from here in the Twin Cities. Thank you, Melissa. Good luck. Our friends John and Uta, good luck to them. Karma donation for an annual early summer trip to Vegas, 5 nights at Alara and Cosmo. John is still looking for that elusive royal. Hope you hit it.
Yes.
And then if there's any karma left over, we're supposed to send it to Dave Lifton because he'll be celebrating his 50th birthday. Good luck to him.
Yes.
And hope you guys have
happy
a good
early birthday, Dave.
Birthday celebration. Will from San Diego. He said a karma donation in memory of Al from San Diego. Heading to Vegas next week. Al and I first went to Vegas when we were 21. Every trip I made since was with Al. I was with him the first time he called the podcast. We had a few too many, and he thought the call would not be aired. Well, he was so wrong.
And a legend was born.
Yes, a legend was born. He said he'll be with Al, will be with him in spirit on this trip, and he'll be remembering their great times in Vegas and raising a glass in his honor. Well, that's really cool. Hope you have a good time, and, and Al would love
approve.
That you're doing that,
yeah.
I'm sure. All right. Thank you all very much for your support. We appreciate the PayPal donations. We appreciate the Patreon, all the new Patreon people. We'll be naming off some of them in the next few weeks. What else? Anything else before we get out of here? That was a very good show. I enjoyed all of our listener calls and
I did too.
Stuff. All right. 500bymidnight.com is the website where you can find links to Patreon and other stuff and show notes. 500gmail.com is the email address. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. The voicemail line. I'm winded. I'm just ready to.
Wow.
I'm ready for a nap.
All right.
702-866-9494 is that voicemail line.
You have to shut off the car first.
No, I'll just let it run through the nap, too. It has to be ready when I leave the house tomorrow. It'd be nice and cool. All right. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We will be back soon with another show. Until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.